for Effingham Radio News on effinghamradio.com. Tom Jamison here with Jody Taley, Effingham Tourism Director. Jody, it's almost Artisan Fair time.
It is. Yeah, we're getting close.
An event that gets bigger each year, more and more successful, yeah. A bigger turnout and more to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to believe it's been 11 years, but every year seems to be bigger and better, and people really seem to enjoy it. So we're happy to bring it back every year.
Now, we start off this Friday. What are some of the activities and some of the features that people can find if they head to downtown?
Yeah, absolutely. So Friday night is our Arts and Hearts night. So it's really about community. We have some not-for-profits down there that'll be featured. It kicks off at 5 o'clock from 5 to 8 p.m. 5 o'clock, we have Jansen's Dance coming down to perform. We also have on 4th Street, we also have on 4th Street trek activities that'll be going on. Kids can come down and decorate their bike. The trek will have some decorations there for them to be able to use. There's also at 5:30 they'll be able to do a kids bike race, and all the kids will receive medals for that. So we thought it'd be a nice way to really get the kids involved on Friday night. And then 5:45 we have the trek big wheel races, which if you've ever been down there to see it, they're so much fun. They're adult big wheels that they race on 4th Street. And that all benefits Trek, so that'll be a really fun event going on to kind of kick things off. We also have the Community Support Systems that used to be known as ARC. They have their annual art auction that starts at 6:30. They work so hard on that all year long, so it's always such a great fundraiser for them, and they've got some great pieces. And all of that will be going on. We've got great food, Martin's IGA, Wildfire, Wood-Fired Mobile Pizza, which is fantastic, The Sausage House, Dad's Big Butt Smoking Barbecue, Oma GC's German Bakery, The Cookie Jar, Tropical Snow. They'll be there Friday night and Saturday, which is great. And then after the art auction is over, we'll have live music in the wine and beer tasting. So wine and beer tasting will actually go on from 5 to 10 p.m. So that'll last 2 hours past the actual art, the Arts and Hearts night. And then we'll also have some of the artisans will be down there for a sneak peek on Friday night, too. So you'll be able to do some shopping on Friday, too.
So some very cool activities. The food sounds awesome. Of course, the wine and beer tastings are always popular. And this year, you can actually walk around the square with your drink.
Yeah, we're really excited about that.
Changing the liquor laws.
Yes, yes, absolutely. The city council decided to kind of help event coordinators make things a little more friendly to the people that are wanting to come to your event. I think it's really going to help people be able to shop and sip, which will be nice. They won't have to stay in a gated tented area. Yeah. So I think that'll really help. And they'll be able to do that Friday and Saturday.
And Saturday, of course, will be filled with different artists, they'll be setting up booths with selling their work. What are some of the kinds of things people can expect to see?
Yeah, we have over 40 artisans this year, anything from jewelry, metalwork, woodwork, pottery, photography. There's just a big array of stuff, and it's just some fantastic art that's going to be down there. It is, it's an art fair. It's not a craft fair, so it's a juried fair. So we feel like we have the best of the best down there. Some of them will actually be doing some live demonstrations. Throwing some mud in the pottery wheel, and we've got a forger coming down to do some metal work and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be really neat. And I know families and kids always love to see, those live demonstrations, they really make it. So I think that'll be really neat to be able to see.
And then, of course, some other activities going on Saturday. The Effingham 5K put on by the library, Kids Corner, and then food and music as well on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Live music Friday night, live music all day Saturday, wine and beer tasting, the food. Yeah, Kids Corner is always a huge draw. It's everything's free in the Kids Corner tent. Lots of kids' crafts and activities, so that's always fun for the kids to be able to do.
And then, of course, you guys, again, are doing the Spring Fling with the Effingham Central Business Group. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so the Spring Fling is actually the Effingham Central Business Group, which are the businesses in the downtown area. You can come and get a passport at the information tent, which the wine and beer tasting and the information tent will all be together on the old courthouse museum parking lot this year. So find us over there. You get a passport. You go to the businesses in the downtown area. They're all offering sales, samples, different things like that. You get a punch every time you walk into one of the stores. Once your punch card's full, you bring it back. I think you have to have it back by 3 p.m. So you can pick it up at 10 a.m., hang out at the Artisan Fair, do some shopping in the downtown, bring it back by 3, and then you'd be entered to win a gift basket full of the different places in the Central Business Group. So it's really, it's just a fun addition to the Artisan Fair, and it encourages people to shop local and shop in the downtown area.